Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Today marks 1 year since the Genoa Bridge in Italy collapsed, killing 43 people. Italy's leading politicians are expected in the city today, while the major reconstruction works continue. Rebuilding the bridge has been entrusted to Renzo Piano, the architect responsible for the main courthouse in Paris. The new bridge is due to open next year. In the United States, the director of the prison where Jeffrey Epstein died by suicide has been transferred to another position. The high-profile financier killed himself while he was facing charges of sex trafficking. Two other prison employees have been suspended. The Secretary of State for Justice took this temporary measure while the FBI concludes its investigation into the death. In France, an investigation has been opened after the death of a 14-year-old boy crushed by a tree branch in the Gers. Part of the tree trunk suddenly fell on the boy, who was originally from the Yvelines but who had been staying in the area on a summer camp. A psychological support unit has been set up for the other teenagers at the same camp. There are officially three candidates in the running to become head of the party Les Républicains. These are Christian Jacob, Julien Aubert and Guillaume Larrivé. Nominations for the position closed last night. All three managed to garner enough support from party activists. The election for the new party leader will take place across October 12th and 13th. The aim is to find Laurent Wauquiez's successor and find a new direction for the party after a disappointing share of the votes at the European elections. And finally, Facebook has been listening to some of the conversations of some of its users. The social network paid hundreds of subcontractors to transcribe sound clips of conversations. Technically, users had given their prior agreement to the practice via the terms of the Messenger app. Facebook now says that it has ended this practice. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.